Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer your questions, queries that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Well, today in our studio, we have again had the pleasure to be with Brother Miqdad, who's an Islamic scholar in the House of Ulema of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, brother. Well, Brother Miqdad, we have a question from someone who says that I see parents who themselves are not good practicing Muslims, apparently, but they want their children to be best and are expecting them to be perfect Muslims. What are your immediate comments on that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First and foremost, we should be careful not to judge others. Yes, it's true, we have people who might not be, for example, on the apparent side, not coming to mosque very often, for example, not be so religious. But we see them really strongly encouraging their children to come to madrasa, for example, or making a point to ensure that their children really abide by the religious
guidelines,
etc. So we should be careful not to judge anyone. And we don't know what's happening behind the scenes, and we don't know what they're going through. Sometimes we find that, even in history, we've seen that many people became very practicing because of their children.
Right.
How many parents, mothers and fathers do you know that before they had children, they were doing certain things, but as soon as they got children, they changed their lives, right? For the positive, for the better. Because they wanted the good for their children, so they themselves brought about a change in their lifestyle, and changed how they do things for the good of their children. So that itself is a good thing. That itself is a positive thing. So we should be careful not to judge them. The very fact that these parents, they want the best for the children, is so that they themselves have something really good in their hearts.
Right.
Obviously, the opposite is also true. History has seen parents that were very religious and went off the path because of their children as well.
Okay.
Zubair being one of them in history, for example. Anyhow, so the first point is that we should be careful not to judge these parents. The second point is that, yes, I'm assuming that the question is related to this aspect, that how can that really work out? And the answer is yes, it is usually very difficult because if parents don't abide by certain things in their houses, they don't practice what Islam says, but they want their children to practice it, yes, there will be a conflict in the mind of a child, right? He sees that my mom, for example, is not necessarily wearing the hijab, but she wants me to wear it.
Right.
Or, for example, my dad, for example, lies.
There's a lot of on the screen, and he does not want me to be on the screen.
Exactly, right? Tells me not to be on the screen, but he himself spends all his day on the screen. So this contradiction that will be formed in the child's mind, obviously, it's very difficult for a child to be able to overcome that.
Now, how this parent could be helped and what they can do, we'll ask you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Hey, stop! I got a better game!
IRIB English Radio presents a priceless gift to parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5.
and they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are with Brother McThought, and Brother McThought is helping us with some beautiful points that how these parents who maybe have not been very good practicing Muslims, and now they want their children to be better Muslims. How does that work out? Brother McThought is helping us. Yes, brother.
So yes, so this contradiction that forms in the mind of a child is not healthy.
Right.
It's not healthy at all. And so ideally, we always try to make sure that parents should be acting on what they teach. We have in the hadith of the Ahlul Bayt, for example, Amir al-Mu'minin says that the tarbiyah and the ta'dib of ourselves should happen before we do ta'dib of others. Right?
Okay.
Ta'dib means to instill manners.
Right.
The instilling of manners in others, including our children, should firstly is secondary. The first thing should be happening is
instill those habits within you.
The ta'lim of ourselves is more important than the ta'lim of others. So parents should make sure that they learn themselves first, and they have the manners and the ideology and the morals and the behavior of a true Muslim, a person who really seeks the truth and seeks human perfection. And then this will naturally come into children, right? Children will see this in their parents, and they will naturally abide by it, even without saying it. This is why we have in Islam this concept that tabligh and teaching and instilling manners comes more in the form of actions than by words, than
right.
through words.
Right.
And so parents who are living a lifestyle that is in line with Islam, they are abiding and also thinking along the lines of what Allah wants them to work and to do and to say. Naturally, this will go into the children. This will be passed on to the children. As opposed to when you have this contrast, when you have this contradiction, what happens is that children are finding it difficult to overcome that,
right.
And children will either take the path of their parents naturally, or there will be a confusion, or they will not be able to have the stability, and they'll be very loose and very weak, and not be able to find the right path and be able to stick to the right path. They'll be as they say, wherever the wind takes them, and
okay.
not be able to then overcome peer pressure, for example, and always take the easy path out.
Right. So, you know, there's also this kind of, we said and we write, we often say in this program that there's this importance of saying no in life, and that's a skill. So maybe these children would grow up submissive, and they won't be able to say no easily to the society in many of the ways, like in many things that they may face. Well, that's really important, what we have been discussing so far. And let's, as parents, not develop this contrast in our children, and let's try to be more practicing for them. We would ask Brother McDowell a little more to guide us on that, but after a short break, dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "A righteous child is indeed a flower from the flowers of paradise."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother McThought is with us, and Brother McThought is helping us that when parents themselves are not practicing what they should be practicing and are expecting their children to practice the opposite, how does that work? Father McDowell, you said like maybe there's a father who is using a lot of screen time, maybe he's on the mobile phone, or the mother who's on the mobile phone. What happens these days mostly, and they expect their children not to use these screens much. And you're helping us, how does that work?
Now, if you come across these children, firstly, always keep in mind never to turn them against their parents.
Right? Okay.
Let's say you're teaching, or you have around you these children whose parents are not necessarily practicing Muslims, for example, but very much encouraging their children to be. What's important first is to never turn their children against their parents. Right? Never talk negative about their parents. Never allow them to think negative about their parents. So that's very important. We have in Islam that there are certain things that don't have the criteria of Islam and religion in them. For example, one of them is the respect towards parents.
Right.
Parents can be Muslim or non-Muslim. Respect for parents should always be there.
Right.
Another, for example, is fulfilling a promise. Right. When you promise somebody, whether that person is Muslim or non-Muslim, it's irrespective. Fulfilling the promise is something that's obligatory. So same with parents. And so we teach our children that, look, we have a lot of respect for your parents, right? Mm-hmm. And you want them to make sure that they keep that respect and love for their parents, even though their parents might be doing things that they don't agree with or that are wrong. So the first thing is never turn children against their parents. Second is that you can teach children to understand that there are weaknesses in people, that people can have weaknesses, that people can make mistakes, right? And we try our best to ensure that we don't make mistakes.
Or sometimes even like you as children had the resources, you had the access to scholars, maybe your parents did not.
Exactly. So show them that this child is able, or this child that you're talking to is blessed and has the opportunity to do certain things, and that the good of what he does will also go back to his parents.
Right.
Right. We have in hadith that whatever good a child does goes back to his parents,
goes
right?
Back to
goes
his
back
parents.
To his father. It is including the thumb of the parents. So we need to be going into the situation this way, right? Showing the child that, look, there are people who make mistakes, they have gaps, they have weaknesses.
It's okay.
It's okay.
We can help them. Bridge those gaps.
We don't do the same mistakes,
bridge those
right?
Gaps.
And we can bridge those gaps as well.
Yeah. So this discussion was really, really helpful for many of the parents today who face this problem, really, because nobody thinks that they are perfect and there are flaws in many of the parents. But Brother McDowell helps us with the beautiful guidelines, the beautiful tips that if we encounter such parents, what should we be doing? We should never be turning a child against his parents. We should be rather encouraging a child that maybe it was Allah wanted you to be a source for your parents to get blessed. That was all time we had for today. Thank you so much, Brother McDowell, for being with us. Thank you so much to our listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can also go to the official website to listen to our programs, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. There's a tab, Call of Islam. And you'll find an archive of our programs there. In case you want to listen to our programs on social media platforms, just search Call of Islam Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect way.